Shalom to all. Today's Avos on Hanchin Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting Tesvav and Reis, the bottom line with the words Amar of Masna. And today's Avos sponsor Lila Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Neshama should have an Uliya. So we had ended with a question. The Mishnah told us that a Shevet is judged by the Sanhedrin of 71, and the question is, what did they do wrong? And we had proof from a Brisa that it can't be that they were Oved Avod Zara, because that would be no different than an individual being Oved Avod Zara who gets a Bezin of 23, not 71. So Amar of Masna, he tells us, Hach over here, Benasi Shevet Shechata Askinon. We're talking about the Nasi, the leader of a Shevet, that he sinned, he did something that would be Chayev him Misa, and he gets judged by 71. Mila Amar Vada Brava, didn't Rav Vada Brava teach? The pasuk says, "Called Avra Gadol Viu Elecha." All great things are going to bring to you. This referring to when Yisro was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he has to set up a whole system of courts, and he can't be the only one paskening. And this term Davra Gadol was used. And what do we learn from here? Dvaro Shel Gadol. This is referring to something, a matter that has to do with a Gadol. And Hainami Gadol, who this person is Nasi of the Shevet. He's the leader of the Shevet. He's considered a Gadol, and he needs to be judged by 71 because Moshe Rabbeinu was in charge of all of Am Yisrael. He was the chief judge, so he's like the Sanhedrin of 71, and that must be what the Mishnah is referring to when it says that a Shevet did an Avera. It doesn't mean a Shevet, it means the Nasi of the Shevet. Nu'ul Amar Belazar, Ula quotes Rabbi Elazar saying, "Bebayin al Iski Nachlais." It's actually referring to where two Shvatim are coming to Bezdin, and they have a dispute about Nachlais, their inheritance, what's considered their property in Eretz Yisrael. Ukit Chilasa Shal Eretz Yisrael, it's just like the original division of Eretz Yisrael. Mat Chilasa Shev Echad, just like the original division of Eretz Yisrael was done with 71, Afkan Shev Echad, so too when we have a dispute between two Shvatim, we need the Sanhedrin of 71. The Gemara says that can't be because if that's really so, matchilasa kalpi urim v'tumim v'chol Yisrael, just like in the beginning when they divided up Eretz Yisrael with Yeshua, it was done by kalpi, which is lots, and by the urim v'tumim, and all of Am Yisrael were there, afkan. So to over here, when there's a dispute between two Shvatim, kalpi urim v'tumim v'chol Yisrael, we should have to do by lots with the urim v'tumim and all of Am Yisrael. El rather machvartik Rav Masna, as clear like what Rav Masna answered that we're talking about the nasi of a shevet. Now Ravina Amar Ravina brings back our original answer. La'olam b'shevet shehudach. We're actually talking about where the Shevet was Oved Avod Zara. They were like Irani Dachas and the Kakashi Lecha Bedina de Rabim Danina Light. That was you had asked previously. This was at the end of yesterday's Gemara. That it seems to be that we're not going to judge them with the din of the Rabim and that we're just going to judge them like a Yachid, meaning they're not going to get Saif. They're just going to get Skila. The Gemara answers in. That's correct. Afagav de Kotlina Biyachid. Even though we're going to kill them like the way a Yachid who's Oved Avod Zara will be killed, namely by Skila, not Saif, Bedina de Rabim Danina Light, we're still going to judge them in the Bezdin of Rabim, meaning we're going to judge them in the Bezdin that Irani Dachas is judged with, which is 71. Amilei Amar Rav Chanan Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Shaya. Didn't Rav Chanan Rabbi Yosi say in the name of Rabbi Shaya? The pasuk tells us, "Vayitzeis Isha Hu Ayeso Yisha Ahiv Gomer," and you shall bring out that man or that woman, referring to somebody who did Avodah Zara. And this tells us that Ishri Isha Tamotzi L'Sharecha, that a man or woman who by themselves did Avodah Zara, they're brought out to your gates, meaning to the Bezin of 23. But Ve'ia Tamotzi Kol Irkul L'Sharecha, you're not going to bring out an entire city that was Avodah Zara to the gate to Bezin of 23. Rather, the Sanhedrin of 71 is going to come and judge them. And Hachanami, so to over here, in regards to a Shevet, Ishri Isha Tamotzi L'Sharecha V'ya Tamotzi Kol HaShevet Kul L'Sharecha, we're only going to bring out an individual man or woman who is Oved Avod Zara to your gates to be judged by Bezin of 23, but if the entire Shevet or the majority of the Shevet was Oved Avod Zara, they're going to be judged by 71. And we continue explaining the Mishnah Tzedek, Lois Navi HaSheker, a Navi Sheker, a false prophet, is going to be judged by Bezin of 71. The Gemara asks Amili, how do we know this? Or Rabbi Yisrael B'Chanina, he answers, Asya Hazada Hazad Mizakin Mamre. We're learning Zer Shava Hazad Hazada from Zakin Mamre. By Zakin Mamre, it says Yazid, and by a false prophet, it says Bizadain. So we have Hazada Hazada, which means willfully. Mal Alon B'Shem V'Echad. Just like over there, Zakin Mamre is 71. Afkan B'Shem V'Echad. So over here by Navi Sheker, he's judged by 71. Ask him, how can you say that? V'Hazada Kiksiva B'Ktalu D'Chsiva. Over there by Zakin Mamre, the word Hazada is said in regards to killing him. And Uktala B'Esmu T'Lasahu. We know the killing is done by Bezin of 23, not 71. So Elohim Rish Lakish, rather Rish Lakish explains differently. Gomar Davar Damar Mehamra Asai. We learn a different Xereshava, Davar Davar, from his Amra, from his rebellion. Just like by Zakin Mamre, he's only considered this rebellious sage if he goes against the Bezin of 71. So to Navi Sheker, when he's judged whether or not he's considered a false prophet, it has to be done by the Bezin of 71. Ask the Gemara, how do Zakin Mamre Ligmar Hazada Hazada Navi Sheker? Why not flip it around now and learn Hazada Hazada from Navi Sheker, that just like Navi Sheker requires a Bezin of 71 to judge him, so too Zakin Mamre should require a Bezin of 71 to judge him. And the answer to that is Davar Davar Gamer, Hazada Hazada, Loi Gamer. This Tana only has a Gzer Shav of Davar Davar and not of Hazada Hazada. One can only darshan Gzer Shava if he has it from his Rebbe as a Messira. But if he didn't get that Messira, so he can't darshan that Gzer Shava. We can explain the Mishnah as Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol needs to be judged by Bezin of 71. The question is, immediately, how do we know this? Amar Rav Ahad Bravi explains, Amar Kah, because the Pasuk says, Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yuviu Elecha, and we had quoted this previously, any Davar HaGadol shall be brought to you. And what's this telling us? Dvar of Shel Gadol, matters that have to do with a Gadol, namely the Kohen Gadol, that has to be brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, or somebody who's like Moshe Rabbeinu, namely Bezin of 71. Here's the question though, Mesu, we have a Brisa tells us, Dover Gadol, Dover Kasha. Then when the Pasuk says Dover Gadol, it's referring to something that's challenging, something that's hard, and only Moshe Rabbeinu could answer it. The Brisa continues discussing this. Ata Amar Dover Kasha, Einai El Dover Shel Gadol. You're saying that it means something challenging, something difficult. Maybe it really means Dover Shel Gadol, something pertaining to a Kasha of a great person. And the way we could explain this is Kshu Omer. When we have another Pasuk that says, Es HaDover HaKasha Yavinu HaMoshe, the hard thing they brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hare Dover Kasha Amar. We see the Pasuk is talking about something challenging. So it must be that when this other Pasuk that we quoted, called HaDover HaGadol Yavinu HaMoshe, that's talking about something challenging, and it's not talking about Dover Shel Gadol. And the answer is no problem, Hu Damar Ki Hai Tano. This goes like a different Tano. The Tano we have another Brisa that tells us, Dover Gadol, Dvar Shel Gadol. The Dover Gadol is actually referring to something pertaining to a great person. Ata Amar Dvar Shel Gadol, you say it's talking about something pertaining to a great person, Ayin El Dover Kasha. Maybe it's referring to just a challenging matter. So Kshu Omer Hadavar HaKasha, when this other pasuk says Hadavar HaKasha, something challenging, Hari Davar Kasha Amar. That means we already have a pasuk talking about something difficult and challenging. Homani Mekayim Davar Gadol. So what's this other pasuk of Davar Gadol referring to? Dvarav Shel Gadol. It must be talking about something having to do with a Gadol, a great person. Asking her, okay, so hi Tana, what about this original Tana? Trey Kari Lomali, what does he need two psukim for? We have two psukim, one that says Kol Hadavar HaGadol, and one that says Es Hadavar HaKasha. And according to the first Tana, both of these psukim are referring to a challenging matter being brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do we need to have two psukim talking about that for? And the answer is Chalitza Vabalma V'Chalasiya. One is talking about the command, meaning when Yisro was telling Moshe Rabbeinu that this is how you should set up the whole court system. If something's challenging, then it should be brought to you. And the second time was talking about practically that's actually what happened, that they set up the court system in a way that if something was too challenging, it was brought to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's not repetitive. V'iduch, what about the other man to Amar? Why does he say that one of these psukim is talking about Dvar Shel Gadol? The answer is, imkain, if that's really so, that it's just talking about a challenging matter being brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, then lichtav oy gadol gadol oy kasha kasha. The pasuk should be consistent. It should either say kol hadavar hagadol es hadavar hagadol, or it should say kol hadavar hakasha es hadavar hakasha. My gadol, my kasha. Why use two separate words? Shema minatarti. It must be learned both from here. And then we're continuing by Reb Blazer asks the fun question: Shar shel kohen gadol bekama. If the shar of a kohen gadol killed somebody, how many dayanim do we need to judge him? Lemisas bailim di day medamin onlay. Do we compare the misa of the shar to the misa of its bailim? And just like if we're judging the kohen gadol for misa, we have to have 71. So too the shar of the kohen gadol is going to be judged by 71. I don't know, perhaps lemisas bailim da alim medamin onlay, which is compare it to the misa of just a regular person who owns a shar, which is only judged by 23, as we have mentioned previously in the Gemara. Now the Gemara doesn't answer this. However, it makes a diuk based off of this question. Amar Abaye Abaye says midkom bailay shayrai. From the fact that you're asking about the shar of the kohen gadol, mechal de umaynay pshitolay. It seems to me that it's obvious that the mominess of the kohen gadol, meaning when we just have a simple monetary matter regarding the kohen gadol, that we don't have any issues, we don't have any questions, and he's just judged by regular bezin of three. Now the Gemara asks on Abaye's statement, pshita, that's obvious. Why would Abaye even feel the need to point out that it's obvious from Blazer's question that when a kohen gadol is going for dina mominess, we only need three? Of course we would need three. Why would you think not like that? And the answer is, Malotemi, you might have actually thought, hoil because of kol adavar hagadol, kol adavar shel gadol, since the pasuk says kol adavar gadol, and maybe that means that anything having to do with the kohen gadol has to be judged by bezin of 71, even a simple monetary case. The chiddush is kamash milan that no, regular monetary cases, even by a kohen gadol, are judged by a bezin of 3. It's only other things are judged by a bezin of 71. Continue to explain the Mishnah. We had said in Matzin v'chulu that Am Yisrael is not to go out to wage a melchemes or a shos unless they get the approval of the Sanhedrin of 71. And the question is, Menon Emili, how do we know this? Amar Avo, Ravo says, Amar Ka, because we have a pasuk that tells us v'lefnei Elazar kohen yamid v'gaimer. Let's just read the entire pasuk. It says v'lefnei Elazar kohen yamid v'shal loy b'mishpat ha'urim l'fnei Hashem al piv yetsu v'al piv yavayu hu v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy v'chol ha'eda. And so Joshua as follows: when the pasuk says who, Zamelch, that's referring to the king, and when it says v'chol b'nei Yisrael itoy Zemeshuach Mechama, that's referring to the kohen who's anointed, who goes out to war with the people. And when the pasuk says v'chol ha'eda Zesanhedrin, that's referring to Sanhedrin. So we see very clearly that the Sanhedrin has to be asked for their approval in order to be able to go out to war. Ask more, why is that a good limud? V'dimol Sanhedrin hu d'ka'amel hu rachmano d'l'shaylu b'um v'tumim. Maybe the pasuk is just saying that the Sanhedrin is the one who has to ask the Urim v'tumim whether or not we're going to be successful in war, but not that they have to give the approval of whether or not we could go out to fight a war. And the Gemara says, you're right, El rather, ki hada amar vachem ar bizna, amar b'shim chasida. The source for it is from the following. The story is that kinor haya toli l'malam mitazah shol David. David HaMelech had a harp hanging over his bed. And kim shigiyach tzoyz laila, once it became midnight, ruach tzvanis manasheves bay, a northern wind, which is the wind that blows at midnight, it would blow through the harp, v'hayim menagin me'elav, it would play on its own, and miyad immediately, haya David oimed, he would stand up, v'ayzak b'tayra, and he would learn tayra, ad sha'olam mura shachar, until mura shachar, and kim sha'olam mura shachar, once it was mura shachar, nechazu chachma yisrael etzloy, the chum would come into him, and they would discuss various things with him. Now one time, amru loy, they told him, adinenu amelech, our master the king, am chay yisrael tzrich l'parnas, parnasa. Your nation Yisrael, they need parnasa. They don't have enough money. So Amar Lani told them, L'chum v'sparnas u'zem izeh. Each one should be financed the other. The wealthy should support the poor. So Amar Loi, they told him, Ein hakometz mesbi'ez ha'ari. A small amount can't satisfy a lion. You give a little bit, a handful of food to a lion, that's not enough. And ein habar mesma'a michol yasai. A pit can't be filled up from the dirt that was just dug out of it. If you dig a pit and then you try to fill it up with the dirt that you just took out of it, it's just simply not going to work. In other words, they're telling him, the wealthy people don't have enough money to support the poor. So Amar Lani told them, L'chum v'pashu yideichem v'gdud. Go rally up the troops. There's discussion exactly what this means. Right now we're understanding it to mean that you should go out to fight wars, and that's going to bring in more money. And immediately, Yotzei Machi Teufel, they ask for advice from Machi Teufel, V'nimlachin v'Sanhedrin, and they ask the Sanhedrin if they're allowed to go fight this war, V'shalin v'Rivetumim, and they ask the Rivetumim if they're going to be successful. And our Yosef Yosef tells us, Maikra, what's a pasuk that supports this? Taz I know based on top, the pasuk tells us, V'achar Achi Teufel b'noyo b'noyoda v'vyasar v'sar tzav olamelech yoyav. After Achi Teufel b'noyo b'noyoda and v'yasar and the sar tzav of the king, who was Yoyav. Now, what are all these names telling us in the pasuk? Achi Teufel is a yoyetz. Achi Teufel is advisor of the king, whom they ask for advice. What's the best way to go fight a war? V'chein Hu'aymer also says, V'atzas Achi Teufel asher yatz v'gaymer. So we see that Achi Teufel is the one who gave advice. B'noyo ben Yoyada, who's this referring to? Zu Sanhedrin. This is Sanhedrin because he was one of the most chashiv members of Sanhedrin. And of Yasser, Elu Rintumim. Of Yasser is referring to the Rintumim. He was a Kayan Gadol. V'chein Hu'aymer also says, B'noyo ben Yoyada, al kreis v'al plesi. The B'noyo ben Yoyada was above the kreisi and the plesi, which means he was before the Kayan Gadol who had the Urim v'tumim. That's what the crazy place is referring to. Now we just pause and explain. Why is it that Urim v'tumim is called crazy and placey? Crazy shikarsin devrayin. Crazy is a lashon of cutting its words, meaning whatever was learned from Urim v'tumim was very clear and cut, no confusion. And uplacey, what does this refer to? Shemuflan maaseihen, that its deeds were wondrous. And so we see from this first part of the pasuk, the first they went to Achi Teufel to ask him how to wage war. Then they had to go to Sanhedrin to see if it's okay to wage the war. And then afterwards they went to the Kohen Gadol with the Urim v'tumim to see if they were going to be successful. Afterwards, the pasuk tells us, Sar Hatzav Lamelech Yoyav, the one in charge of the army of the king was Yoyav. And so we see that it's only after they asked the Sanhedrin that they were allowed to go out to war. Amar Yitzchak Breder of Ata, he tells us, Ramila and some say it was Amar Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. My Kral, what's the pasuk for this? It tells us, Ura Kvaidi, Ura Hanevel Vachinor, Ira Shachar, and these last two words mean, I awake the morning. And so we see that David HaMelech was up really early before it was the morning, so it's like he woke up the morning, not that the morning woke him up. And we think the Mishnah famous even Ear, that the city of Yerushalayim and the Hazaras are only allowed to be added on to with a Sanhedrin of 71. And the question is, where do we get this from? So Rashi Bar Chiya explains, Amar Kar, the pasuk tells regarding the Mishkan, everything that I Hashem show you Moshe in regards to the Mishkan, that's what you should do. And what do we learn from here? Ludaris Habayin, this has to do with all future generations. That the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu, who as we said before, the Sanhedrin of 71 is like him, so he was in charge of everything having to do with the Mishkan, so too, in regards to the Beis HaMikdash and Yerushalayim as well, any changes that we want to make have to be with the approval of Sanhedrin of 71. However, Master Rav Rav asks the following. We have a brass that tells us, all the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Mishkan, they became sanctified, they became holy through Meshicha, anointment with Hashem and HaMishcha. Mikan ve'elech, from here on, avidosam chanchason, it's simply using them in the Beis HaMikdash, that is what is mechanich them, that basically inaugurates them into their use, and they don't need Shem and HaMishcha. Now the question is, Vamai, why is that? Name of Achein Tasu, Ludar Sabayin. Why don't we use this pasuk of Achein Tasu, so you shall do, and that would tell us that all the kelim in Beis HaMikdash as well, in order to be able to use them, they have to have the Shem and HaMishcha on them. So the more answer is no. Shani Hasim, the case of the kelim was different. The Makar Kazabasik says, Vayim Shochem Vaikadesh Oisam, that Moshe anointed them with that oil and he was Makadesh them. What do we learn from here? Oisam v'mashicha, just the kelim of the Mishkan need Mashicha, V'loyal Daris v'mashicha, and all other generations' kelim do not need Mashicha. Ask more of Ema, why didn't I say, Oisam v'mashicha, Uludaris ibi Mashicha iba Voida, that the kelim of the Mishkan had to be anointed with the Shem and HaMishcha, but the kelim of all other generations, it could be either or, either with Mashicha or just simply using them as part of that Voida. So Amar Bar Papa says, no. Amar Kar, the pasuk tells us, Asher Yashar Subam HaKodesh, which they will be Masharis with them, meaning they will use them in the Kodesh. And Akasav Tulan B'Sheiros, the pasuk clearly says that these Kalim have to do with using them, and that's the way they're inaugurated into the Beis HaMikdash, is simply using them, not with Shem and HaMishcha. So we're asked if that's really so, Ela Oysam Lomali, then what do we need the word Oysam for? Which we had just learned, told us that Kalim of future generations are not anointed with Shem and HaMishcha, they're just used in the Beis HaMikdash, but now we have this different pasuk of Asher Yashar Subam HaKodesh, so what do we need the word Oysam for? And the answer is, Ilav Oysam. If we didn't have this word Oysam, Havamina would think, Ludars B'Mashicha Uba Havayda. The Kalim of later generations would actually have to have both Mashicha and Havayda. Daksiv, because the Pasuk does say, V'chein Tasu, and so you shall do. Therefore, Kas Rachmana Oysam, the Pasuk says Oysam to tell us that Oysam B'Mashicha, V'Ludars B'Mashicha, that only those Kalim that Moshe Rabbeinu used had to have Mashicha L'Shem and HaMishcha, but all other Kalim of future generations do not get Mashicha. And therefore, foresee from here that Kelim in specific of all future generations, namely of the Beis HaMikdash, were unique, that they simply had to be used and that's it. They didn't need the Bezin of 71 to inaugurate them, like Moshe Rabbeinu had to inaugurate the Kelim of the Mishkan. But in regards to the Azaris and Yerushalayim, they do need a Bezin of 71 in order to expand them. We think Mishnah Ein Osin Sanhedrin v'cholu. We had said that smaller Sanhedrins of 23 have to be appointed by a big Sanhedrin of 71. The Gemara asks Manalan, where do we know this from? And the answer is Gashchan Moshe, just like we find with Moshe Rabbeinu. The Oikis Sanhedrin, he set up smaller Sanhedrins when he was setting up his whole court system. And Umashim Kamshim v'Chadkai, Moshe was in place of the Sanhedrin of 71, as we've said many times, and therefore in all later generations, a Sanhedrin of 23 has to be appointed by the Sanhedrin of 71. And we continue discussing this. Tanur Banner Brasa tells us, how do we know there's an Indian in the first place to appoint judges over Am Yisrael? Where do we get this from? Now, before we continue, let's just read the whole Pasuk, because the subsequent Gemara is going to be taking snippets out of the Pasuk to explain various questions. The Pasuk tells us, and so the answer to the first question of how do we know we're supposed to have Shaiftim is Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk tells us, Shaiftim Titain, you should appoint Shaiftim. And the question is, Shaiftim Yisrael Minayin, how do we know the Shaiftim, which is basically policemen, they're the ones that enforce what the Shaifet says, how do we know that we're supposed to appoint such Shaiftim? And the answer is Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk tells us, Shaiftim Titain. Again, the Pasuk just says, Shaiftim Vishaiftim Titain, and as we said a moment ago, we're just picking out the words that are relevant to answer the question which is being asked. The Brisa continues, Shaiftim Chol Shevet Shevet Minayin, how do we know that every Shevet should have their own Shaiftim? And the answer is Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk says, Shaiftim Leshevatecha, and Shaiftim Chol Shevet Shevet Minayin, how do we know that we should appoint separate Shaitrim for every Shevet? And Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk says, Shaiftim Leshevatecha. Continuing, Shaiftim Chol Ir V'Ir Minayin, how do we know that every city should have their own Shaiftim? Talmud Lomer, because the Pasuk says, Shaiftim Lesharecha, and Sharecha means your gates, meaning your cities. And Shaiftim Chol Ir V'Ir Minayin, how do we know that every single city should have its own Shaiftim? That's because Talmud Lomer, the Pasuk says, Shaiftim Lesharecha. Now, Rabbi Yehuda just clarifies, he's not arguing with Tanakama, he's just explaining, Echad Emunah Al Kulam, there has to be one general court, which is the Bezin of 71, which is over all the smaller ones, Shnemar, because the Pasuk says, Titein Lecha. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Emer, he tells us, Lishvatecha Veshaftu, from the fact that we have these two words together, Lishvatecha and Veshaftu, that tells us, Mitzvah B'Shevet Ladin HaShiftai, that there's a mitzvah for each Shevet to judge its own Shevet. A person from Yehuda can't run to Shaifet of Binyamin, and Yisachar can't go to Zvulun, so on and so forth. Every Shevet has their own Shaiftim, and if you're from that Shevet, you gotta go to your Shaiftim. We continue explaining the Mishnah of Ein Osin Yer Nidachas, in a city which the majority of people in it were Ovid Avodah Zara, they have to be judged by 71. And the question is, Manon Emili, where do we got this from? So, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Yosef, Amar Rav Yishai, he explains, the Ptam Rakah, because the Pasuk tells us, and you shall take that man and that woman who is Ovid Avodah Zara to your gates, Lisha Recha. We've quoted this Pasuk before, and what do we learn from here? Ishra Isha, Atamatsu Lisha Recha. If it's just an individual man or woman, so then you take them out to your gates to a Bezin of 23 to be judged. But if Atamatsu Kolha, your cool Lisha Recha, wouldn't bring an entire city out to your gates in order to judge them, in that scenario, we're going to have the Bezin of 71 coming to judge them. Then we continued, Ein Osin Ir Nidachas Bespar, we're not allowed to make an Ir Nidachas if it's a border town. And the question is, my time, where do we get this from? That's because Mikir Becha Amar Chmana. The Torah says, if you hear of one of the cities, Mikir Becha, from your midst, was Eved Avay Dezara, so then we're going to make an Ir Nidachas. And that tells us, Vloimin Aspar, not if it's a border city. The Mishnah continues saying, Vloy Shalosh, we can't turn three cities into Ir Nidachas, and why not? Because the Pasuk says, Achas, as we just quoted the Pasuk, Kisishma Be'achas Arecha, the one of your cities. The three cities are not allowed to be turned into an Ir Nidachas. Aval Eisen Achas Ashtayim, but one or two cities could become an Ir Nidachas. Because the Pasuk says, Arecha, your cities, plural, so there could be one or two cities turned into Ir Nidachas, just not three. Now, Tanur Banu, we have a Brisa that continues talking about this. Achas, the Pasuk says one, and that tells us, Achas V'loy Shalosh, one but not three. Now, Ata Omer Achas V'loy Shalosh, Ayena Achas V'loy Shtayim, you just said that it's one but not three. Maybe it means one but not two, meaning only one city is allowed to be Ir Nidachas, not two. And the answer is Shuaimur, the Pasuk says, Arecha, your cities, plural, Harei Shtayim Omer, that's clearly talking about two. Therefore, Hamane Mekayim Achas, how do I understand the word Achas in the Pasuk? Achas V'loy Shalosh, it means one, not three, but yes, two. Continue to discuss Ir Nidachas, Zimn Omer Rav. Sometimes Rav would say, Bebezin Echod Hu De'ena Oisin, that it's one Bezin, one Sanhedrin, which is now to make more than two Ir Nidachas. Habashnaim Ushlesha Batidinim Oisin, but if we have two or three separate Sanhedrins, then they could make more than two. Namely, when we have the same 71 judges on the Sanhedrin Gedolah, they're only going to make a maximum of two Ir Nidachas, but if one of those Dayanim dies, for example, and so we replace him with a new one, now that's a different Sanhedrin, so they can make another two cities into Ir Nidachas, so on and so forth. However, Zimna Amar Rav, sometimes Rav said, Afil b'shnayim u'shloisha batei dinim lo'elam ein oisin, even if it's two or three separate batei dinim, meaning even though the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin Gedolah switched around a couple times, they still are never allowed to make more than two cities into Ir Nidachas. And my time to Rav, what's the reason for the second member of Rav? Mishum karcha, literally this means because of baldness. We can't make Eretz Yisrael bald. And if we keep on turning cities into Ir HaDachas, we're going to have a bunch of bald spots in Eretz Yisrael, and that we're not able to do. And further discussing the second member of Rav, Amar Shlokesh Rav tells us, Lo Shonu El Mekayim Echad, this is only taught. The more than two cities are now to be turned into Ir HaDachas if it's in one place in Eretz Yisrael, meaning it's in one of the three regions of Eretz Yisrael. Alfa B'Shalim Shlesh Mekayim Eis, Eisen. But if it's in two or three separate regions, then more than two cities are allowed to be made into Ir HaDachas. However, Rav Yechon says, Ein Eisen, even if it's more than one region, we're still not allowed to make more than two cities in Ir HaDachas. Why is that? Mishum Karcha, because we can't make bald spots in Eretz Yisrael. And Taka Vasa Rav Yechon, we actually have a brisa just like Rav Yechon, Ein Eisen Shal Shares Menudachas Eretz Yisrael. We cannot make three cities into Ir HaDachas in Eretz Yisrael. Avol Eisen Eisen Shtayim, but we could make two cities. Going for example, and here's the key, Achas B'Yehuda V'Achas B'Galil, if we have one in Yehuda and one in Galil, these are two separate regions, that's okay. Avol Shtayim B'Yehuda U'Shtayim B'Galil Ein Eisen, but making two in Yehuda and two in Galil, that's making more than two altogether, that's four, and we are not allowed to make them into Ir HaDachas. So that's clearly like Rabbi Yochanan. And also, Smuch L'Sapara, Afilu Achas Ein Eisen, if the city is a border town, even if it's just one, we cannot turn into Ir HaDachas. My time of why is that? Shema Yishmu Nachem Yachiris Eretz Yisrael, maybe the non-Jews are going to hear it, they're going to come and destroy Eretz Yisrael. When they hear that we destroyed a city on the border, they're going to say, wow, this is a great opportunity to invade through that spot, and that's obviously something we do not want to happen. Therefore, a border city cannot be turned into an Ir HaDachas. And now clarifying this last din, which we just mentioned, that the reason why a border city is not made into Ir HaDachas is because the Goyim are going to come and invade through that spot. Well, but typically, the Mikir Becha Rachmana V'lo Min Haspar. Why don't we say, like we said before, that the Pasuk tells Mikir Becha from your midst, and that tells us that a city which is not in your midst, it's on the border, so it can't become an Ir HaDachas. In other words, we have a Pasuk. It's not a Svara, it's just a drasha from a Pasuk. And the answer is Rav Shimon, he, this is according to Rav Shimon, the Darsh time of the Krah, he darshins the reason of the Pasuk. You're right, we do have a Pasuk that tells us this, and we technically don't need more than that. But since Rav Shimon looks for the reason of the Pasuk, so that's why the Brisa adds on, Hashem Yishmu Nachem Rechivus Eretz Yisrael. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.